are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to the Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Brewers Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Vinny Rutino. You can follow me on Twitter at Vinny Rutino. And also check me out on the pre- and post-game show during the season for Bally Sports Wisconsin. Also make sure you follow at Locked On Brewers on Twitter and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers Podcast wherever you get your podcast. And thanks for making Locked On Brewers your first listen every day. We post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and we are free and available on all platforms. Joining me today is nobody, doing this one solo, ladies and gents. First crack at not having Jake hold my hand through this episode, so I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to talking about the Rich Hill signing with the Red Sox. That sixth man in the rotation spot, who you think the Brewers and who we think the Brewers are going to kind of go after, and some kind of outside-the-box ideas there. And then we're going to talk about that impending lockout again that is supposed to happen today, recording this on Wednesday night. So that lockout is coming sometime on Thursday, reportedly. So getting right into it, you know, Rich Hill signs today with the Boston Red Sox. Signed a one-year deal. For me, this is a deal that I think the Brewers could have jumped on, right? I mean, this is a guy that we talked about the fact that the Brewers needed a sixth man in their rotation because, look, the way it all worked out this last year in 2021 was the fact that the Brewers kept their arms healthy and they had six men in the rotation. Okay, so obviously it was Burns, Woodruff, Peralta as that three-headed monster. Then we talked about getting into the other guys that took a real big step forward in Adrian Hauser and Eric Lauer. Both those guys performed exceptionally well. They would have been a two in most rotations this year. For the Brewers, they were their four and five. And then they had Brett Anderson, who covered over 90 innings for the Brewers this last year. And those were big innings. They kind of pieced it together with off days that these guys got a ton of rest, and that was huge for this group. And it was something that was unprecedented in the game. It was kind of unprecedented. We'd never seen anything like this before, a six-man rotation. But, again, the Brewers were able to piece it together and keep these guys fresh, and that was a huge reason why all of these guys performed so well. Look, at the end of the day, they need to do that again. That's my opinion. I really think, despite all these guys getting a full workload, pretty close to a full workload this last season, I still think they need to go to that six-man rotation. If it ain't broke, why fix it? So there's no reason to go back to a five-man rotation. The reason why they went to the six is they didn't know how these arms were going to bounce back after the COVID-shortened 2020 season. So that makes sense. But there's no reason to go back to a five-man rotation now that they've got that full season under the belt from the year before. You know, as a scout with the Texas Rangers, there was ideas kicked around all the time about whether or not the team should go to a six-man rotation. Having these guys rested is important for their ability to throw with velocity and throw with crisper stuff to have them kind of really go all out. The entire start. Six-man rotation, very important, in my opinion, for the Brewers. Rich Hill would have been a very good addition for that. Rich Hill, we don't know what he signed, what kind of dollar amount, but my guess is it wasn't a whole lot of money. It would have been in that range that the Brewers are probably looking for to add a veteran type of an arm like they did in Brett Anderson. And look, I get it. Rich Hill, 42 years old. He'll be 42. So, yes, I am advocating for a 42-year-old to be signed by the Milwaukee Brewers. But this guy takes care of his body. He takes care of his arm. He pitched 158 innings as a 41-year-old this last year. Now, some people would say that would be a detriment. That would be a negative to want to sign this guy. But in my opinion, this is a This is a guy you go after because of the kind of person and player that this guy is. He's relentless. He's a competitor. He wants to continue to pitch. But again, to no avail. I mean, the Brewers didn't sign him. They didn't get him. So I think that was a miss. I think this guy has really performed and proven that he can continue to get outs at the major league level. Like, he had a breakout season in 2016. He hasn't had an ERA over 4 since 2016. This last year, a 3.86 was the highest in that time span. Still had league average strikeout rates and walk rates. And again, this is remarkable coming from a guy with an 89-mile-an-hour fastball. He's doing it on deception. He's doing it on a big breaking ball. And just really those two pitches, he's really become a savvy, you know, kind of artist with how he goes out there and does it and keeps guys off balance and continues to be very, very deceptive in what he does. I don't think that's going to change next year. I thought this was an opportunity the Brewers missed in getting a guy that could fill that six-man spot. So with that said, up next, you know, we're going to talk about what arms are available and a couple outside-the-box ideas for that. But before we do that, I'm going to talk about BetOnline. Has you covered all season, more props, odds, and lines than ever before. As the football season continues, the march to the playoffs, BetOnline remains your number one spot for all sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports favorites. BetOnline, where the game starts. So I talked about how we're going to miss on, you know, signing Rich Hill, obviously signing with the Red Sox today. So where do the Brewers go for that six man? Again, making the case for continue to do that, continue to use six men in the rotation just to keep everybody fresh. So where do they go from here for that spot? You know, look, they're not going to sign a Kevin Gausman type, an Eddie Rodriguez type, a Stroman, Marcus Stroman type. These guys signed, Gausman signed a 5-year, $110 million deal with the Jays. Eddie Rodriguez, 5x75 with Detroit. Marcus Stroman, three years, $71 million with the Cubs. These are not the kind of deals, in my opinion, that they need to go after, especially considering that their payroll is going to significantly increase with all these arbitration cases that are coming. First-year ARB guys that we mentioned yesterday. So they're going to have to get a little bit creative. They're going to have to get a little bit kind of thinking outside the box. In my opinion, there's three names here that are going to do that for this idea, right? I mean, First one for me is Zach Greinke, old Brewer favorite, right? This guy continues to pitch really well into his age 39 season. He is going to be 39 next year. He has pitched in 18 seasons, and this guy continues just to do it with command, with an exceptional ability just to command all of his stuff. He's got 6 or 7 pitches. He invents pitches out there. His velo last year, average fastball is 89 miles an hour. He pitched in 171 innings last year. Remarkable, right? So, I mean, this guy continues to just to do it with the ability to just get outs with the stuff that he's got and just to command stuff and keep guys off balance. I think this is the type of veteran presence that the Brewers could really use in the rotation. I think you could probably get him on a one-year deal for under $10 million. I think this is a route that the Brewers could go in. The next name I was going to kind of throw out there was John Gant. Okay, John Gant was with the St. Louis Cardinals. Always liked this guy as a potential starter. I know he's relieved a ton for St. Louis. They kind of got him in a sweet spot there at the end of ball games. for in leverage spots for the Cardinals. He was up to I've seen this guy up to 99 miles an hour with a really devastating Vulcan changeup. Last year's average fastball was only 92. He did start a bunch of games. Last year he did start 14 games. He pitched in a total of 76 innings for the Cardinals. 110 innings, and he did start 21 games. Okay, so this guy does have the ability to start. Look, and I know that he was that's not a ton of innings. However, you know, Brett Anderson only pitched in 90 innings last year, and they got what they needed out of him. If you get, you know, 100 innings out of John Gant as a starter, and let's say it doesn't work out, I know that he did struggle when he went over to the Twins last year, pitching to a 5.61 ERA. Still, you can throw him back into the pen. You can then his velo bumps back up into the upper 90s, and he throws that Vulcan changeup. I've always liked this guy. He's a competitor. It's a good outside the box option that you can get for cheap, and he's going right into his prime. His age 29 season is coming, and this is exactly when guys start to really hit their prime and hit their stride. The last name is not the most popular name, especially for Brewer fans, but it is Carlos Martinez. Okay, this guy, talk about an underperformer the last couple of years, but this guy has been one of the top arms in the game of baseball over the last decade. Okay, this guy has been absolutely phenomenal in the past. Obviously, his fastball velocity has dipped. Last year's average fastball velocity was 93 miles an hour. That's quite a bit down from when he was at his best at 96. I mean, when he's at his best, look, this guy's got some issues with his, I guess you could say, his mindset, right? If how great does this guy want to be? It doesn't seem like he wants to be that great. But look, this is the type of guy that the Brewers really can get their hooks around and get him to perform and to a point to where he's capable of performing, right? This guy is such a elite talent. This guy could be one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, and he was at one point. But this is a name that I think, you know, maybe the Brewers kind of kick the tires on, explore whether or not he'd be willing to take a lesser deal. But this is a name that if you can hit on, and if Chris Hook, as he's been shown to do, can really help this player and this pitcher, man, they would have quite the name right there in the sixth man of the rotation. This is a very interesting idea to get Carlos Martinez, but we will see if they do that. So look, at the end of the day, we are going to finish up this episode here with talking about the CBA. Obviously, the talks have not been going well. It's reported that they are going to institute a lockout. I just want to read a quote here by Rob Manfred. So look, this is the expectation is that the because they haven't come to an agreement, they want to lock the players out. This is what was voted on by the owners, was reportedly been voted on by the owners to begin sometime on Thursday, sometime today on Thursday. And the point of this is they want to make sure that the players don't go on strike, right? So if they do not have a CBA in place by the deadline, which is Wednesday night, which doesn't sound like they will, they will, in the past, what they've done is continue to have transactions, and they don't want to do that. They don't want to have there not be a deal in place, and then all of a sudden the players decide to go on strike before the season. The fear is that this is going to create a strike situation, so they're therefore going to lock the players out. And this is exactly what Rob Manfred said, and I do agree with this, right? So this is what he says, and I quote, "I don't think the 94 season worked out too great for anybody. I think when you look at other sports, the pattern has become to control the timing of the labor dispute, try to minimize the prospect of actual disruption of the season." That's what it's about. It's avoiding doing damage to the season. And I actually agree to that. And I agree. I don't agree with the fact that they can't come to an agreement. Let's go, guys. Let's figure it out. What's best for the game. But considering that they cannot do that, I agree with the fact that they're going to go ahead and lock these guys out just to avoid any kind of disruption to the season. So with that said, I do agree with this move. And hopefully, like I said, it ends sooner than later, because we are 74 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training. And I already cannot wait. So because the Brewers are going to make their World Series run in 2022. Who's with me? I know you guys all are. But anyway, that'll do it for this episode of Lockdown Brewers. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Lockdown Brewers, and you can follow me at Vinny Rutino. Also, make sure you subscribe to the Lockdown Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll talk to you next time. Have some breaking news as I was finishing the recording of my first ever solo podcast. Have some breaking news that the Brewers made kind of a big splash in the trade side of things right here. So they traded with the Red Sox. They swapped, Brewers and Red Sox swap Hunter Renfroe and Jackie Bradley Jr. So that might be some good news for a handful of Brewer fans out there, considering how poorly Jackie Bradley Jr. played for the Brewers, especially on the offensive side of things last year. Obviously, on the defensive side of things, he was absolutely phenomenal. But he was kind of record historically bad on the offensive side of things. I mean, he had, I think, the lowest weighted runs created ever in the history of the game for a player with over 300 at-bats, which is kind of crazy to think about, that that's how Jackie Bradley Jr. performed last year. But so what they did was swapped Hunter Renfroe and Jackie Bradley Jr., but also the Brewers gave up a couple of prospects, David Hamilton and Alex Baneas. So Alex Baneas was a promising-looking bat for the Brewers. Obviously, a local kid, Oak Creek High School, went to Louisville, drafted in the fourth round by the Brewers this last season. Good-looking bat, right? This guy can hit. He was a top-10 prospect coming out of the draft this last year, and the Brewers ended up parting ways with him here to get Hunter Renfroe. Talk about Hunter Renfroe in a second, but the other name, the other prospect that they did part with was David Hamilton. More of a scrappy, speedy, glove-first guy. That's who they give up there. And then, obviously, Hunter Renfroe is the main piece in this deal. 2 years left to control, which is huge for this deal. $7 million he's projected to make in arbitration. But this is a solid bat right here. I mean, we're talking 31 home runs last season, 34 doubles, 816 OPS. Performed above league average in terms of OPS plus. So this guy is going to be a solid bat for the Brewers. He kind of replaces Avisail Garcia and what he was able to do in right field. But you're going to get better defense from Hunter Renfroe. So this at the end of the day is going to help the Brewers in the short term. Look, as much as I like Alex Baneas, I personally see him as a first baseman or a DH in the future. I just think he has some limitations defensively. So I think this is not going to come back and bite the Brewers at the end of the day. So wanted to update the listeners here on that, as this was a late breaking deal that came in immediately after I finished my first solo podcast recording. So hopefully I can learn how to stick this in there into the podcast and get this out for everybody tomorrow. But I appreciate the listen, and we'll talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.